Good afternoon. This is Jack Marks with Wall Street Reporter, and today I'm speaking with Arun Govil. He's the CEO of Semtrex Inc., which trades on the bulletin board now as the stock symbol CTEI. Hello, Arun.
Yes, hello. How are you?
Okay, very well. Thank you for joining us. I'd like to begin by if you can just tell us about the Semtrex emission monitoring technology and what is it and how it works.
Okay, let me just start by giving you an overall view of what Semtrex is and what it does for your investors or listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Semtrex, as you said earlier, is a bulletin board listed company, and we are a leading technology company. We provide a broad array of solutions that allow companies to meet their environmental challenges. And we have three separate businesses. Of course, they are all interconnected. And our first business, which is our original business, how we got started, is the MIP division, which is Monitoring Instrument Products division. And there we manufacture, sell, and service the most advanced instruments and software and systems for monitoring emissions of greenhouse gases, hazardous gases, and particulates from industries and power plants.
Right.
There we measure gases like sulfur dioxide, carbon dioxide, oxygen, mercury, opacity, hydrocarbons, and all this is required because of the EPA regulations, EPA mandates. They need to have an inventory of what is going out into the atmosphere from all the stacks. And if the companies don't do that, then they are fined, and they have to have online real-time measurements. So
sure.
We have a lot of installations at various power plants, cement plants, refineries, already who have bought our instruments. Of course, then we have gotten in the last several years into new business areas. And one of the big areas that we are in is the Carbon Credit Services Division. As you know, carbon credit is a new market which has emerged due to the Kyoto Protocol. Because of the global warming, greenhouse gases, there's a global push to reduce the greenhouse gas emissions. And that's what creates this market and, this division for us, because we have several technologies that we have developed which help control the greenhouse gas emissions. And we also provide services to customers who want to generate carbon credits in this space,
Now, can you? So, how does that work? Where how do you help your customers generate the carbon credits, and how does everybody make money from this?
Well, okay, that's a very good question. See, what happens is every time you capture 1 ton of carbon dioxide, that quantifies as 1 credit, and through United Nations framework, you can register it, and it gets credited to your account, and you can start trading it just like you trade any shares in a stock market exchange. And how do you, many gases besides carbon dioxide, like methane and nitrogen oxides, certain gases which create a lot of global warming that trap the heat of the sun in the lower atmosphere are classified as greenhouse gases. So if you control emissions of methane, now, for example, methane is released from coal mines in very small quantities, in very low concentrations. And if you capture 1 ton of methane, it is like capturing 21 tons of carbon dioxide. So you get 21 times the credits. Okay, so a lot of companies are interested because it's like creating a new currency for them. So coal mine owners are interested in someone coming up with a technology to take care of this methane in the air that goes out of the coal mines. When miners are in the coal mines, they have to blow air so they can breathe easily. And that air has a lot of methane, very small quantities, and that just goes to atmosphere. It's waste.
And you are...
Nobody could...
I'm sorry, and Semtrex is able to... reduce these emissions and help your clients or your customers actually get the carbon credits?
Absolutely. In the last 2 years, we have developed a brand new technology because nobody has a solution out there to, of course, if you have large quantities of methane, you can just burn it in the flares out there in refineries. But in small quantities, there is no technology out there. We have developed a new technology, and our full-size machine, which is an MCDR reactor, sells for about $3 million. Now, if you were to take care of all the coal mines in the United States, that would require approximately 48,000 of our units. Now, because of the current administration and their, you know, the stance on these regulations, the climate is right, and we're talking to a lot of coal mines into buying these units from us because it will just put a lot of additional cash into their pockets, which they didn't have already. And they will also be controlling the greenhouse gas emissions plus making money, and they can trade those credits. So this is something that's very unique here.
Yeah, let's. I'd like to get into that. Let's talk about the real market opportunity here. Let's talk about your current business lines. Like, what is the company generating in terms of revenue right now from the different lines of business?
Okay, we started about 2004 with about 500,000 sales when we acquired the MIB division. It was a very small division of a big company, and we have grown since then to about 7 million. Now, during this period, the administration, which was in White House, was really not very pro-environmental, and this business is driven by rules and regulations. And now with the Obama administration, the climate is right. You know, they're setting up new legislation. There is a cap-and-trade regulation which just passed in the House on Friday, and it's going to be going to the Senate. And what that cap-and-trade – yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I want to go into the talk about how the legislation could drive the revenues. But so you're currently generating about $7 million in revenues.
We are. Okay. Yes.
What about like some of what are the earnings like right now?
Well, we are positive. We did about $250,000 in bottom line, and we have just started. The market has just become right for some of these ventilation air methane product line that I told you that sells for $3 million. We have not sold one yet, so we are looking to make some sales in the coming months and years, and we are hoping to have some explosive growth. That is just one of our product lines. The next product line that we have is the energy efficiency product line, which is called Green DCV, which is you can generate up to 40% energy savings in commercial buildings. Our technology is applicable to almost 10 billion square feet in the United States alone in commercial buildings, because right now everything is just measured, controlled by thermostats. What we have come up with is a way to control HVAC by the number of people in the building. You look at theaters, malls, churches, conference halls, everywhere where the level of people fluctuates, you don't need to maintain thermostat because more people, more carbon dioxide, less people, less carbon dioxide. So if you measure the amount of carbon dioxide in the building, you can optimize your HVAC system. And you need a very, very fine monitors to do that. Since we are already in the emission monitoring business, we have developed this new technology which can save building owners, all these commercial building owners, a lot of money.
Now, is anybody else in this space? Yeah, does anybody else have
No, there is nobody else. There is only one company which has caught on to it and is doing that. We are the first ones. And we are going after, like, our entire U.S. commercial building is our market. And we have already had success in restaurants, schools. You know, the new administration, even New York State, Governor Patterson talked about improving energy efficiency in their hospitals, buildings, schools, universities, and all state and local governments and federal governments have set up some plan and some target to reduce their energy consumption and increase energy efficiency. So the climate is just right for us from the government point of view because they are encouraging, providing incentives to them to buy such kind of products. Plus, these technologies will pay back for themselves in 3 to 4 years anyway. So all that's happening right now, yeah.
All right, so let me get this clear. So your technology essentially allows for a building regulate the temperature based on the actual number of people in the building rather than the temperature.
Yes. Absolutely.
And what is this? What would this? And this can be retrofitted to any unit that uses a thermostat.
Absolutely, you can retrofit it in any size building.
And
obviously, bigger the building, the bigger the savings. Yes.
How much would this cost?
Okay, for example, a building of about 300,000 square foot, if they were to install our system, it will cost them about $500,000 to install that system. And the energy savings a building of that size would generate would be close to, you know, maybe $100,000 a year or something like that, or $150,000 a year.
So you're
and maybe
back. Are you saying that the payback typically for installing your system is about 5 years on average?
Well, it's 3 to 4 years.
3 to 4 years, okay.
Yes.
And can now, you know, again, because the current administration, as you already mentioned, is very, pro energy savings, pro environmental. Are there? What are some of the legislations, or are there any grants or any kind of, whether from the government or individual states, to help building owners pay for this?
Absolutely, yes. The government is providing. This is just pure savings from a business point of view, but the government, the owners who install that can get some credits and tax savings for their investment, and the government provides incentives for them. You know, even if they are saving energy, they may even generate carbon credits as U.S. becomes, because anytime you save energy, you are generating carbon credits. So not only will they save, they will also bank some credits, which if we work with them, you know, right now the carbon credits sell for, let's say, $20 per credit. But estimates show that these, it's like a stock market, these credits could trade as high as $80 per credit 10, 15 years from now. So, I mean, this carbon credits market is going to grow up to like a $1 trillion market by year 2013, okay? I mean, it just the numbers are just, you know, mind-boggling. Just to give you an idea, the carbon credit emissions trading is, I would say, in the year 2007 was only, you know, $12 billion. Then in 2008, it's gone up to like $70 billion. And they are saying it's growing exponentially. It's going to grow up to $700 billion by 2013.
Do you think that you'd be able to actually maybe either give away or subsidize the system in exchange for a piece of the carbon credits that your customers are able to get, and that way you'll be getting recurring revenues?
Absolutely. We are also working with customers who are, you know, we offer plans whereby part of the purchase price we can take in terms of carbon credits. So we are also like to build, as we grow, a portfolio of carbon credits from various customers as we are growing. So not only we expect to get revenue from selling these things, but also develop an asset of portfolios of carbon credits from various projects that we do. And
so
this is not just in the United States. Yeah, please go ahead. Yeah.
So it seems like you have three... And this system that you have for the buildings, this,
Green DCV, yeah.
Green DCV. Did you start marking that, or when do you start actually scaling up sales in that area?
Well, we started marketing it. We developed it about 8 months ago. We've been marketing it as I speak. Our sales team is in a trade show in Baltimore, and we have received initial orders also. These are not large orders. These are small building orders. They run anywhere from like $40,000, $50,000 range, individual orders. But at least it validates our technology that people are buying it, and we expect this to take off tremendously. Yes, we've already gotten some orders. Actually, we are Dunkin' Donuts has bought some systems or restaurant chains. We are talking to their corporate level to put it in all the Dunkin' Donuts around the country. So, I mean, this could really leapfrog tremendously, yes.
And let's talk about sort of the market opportunity for, you know, because, you have three different business areas. What is in dollar terms the sales potential for the Green DCV?
Well, the Green DCV, we are looking at projects, single projects right now on the table. Proposals we have outstanding anywhere from $100,000 up to $1 million projects. Okay, And as we grow, we could easily get substantial sales, you know, in few coming years, close to $30, $40, $50 million in sales, okay? And we also expect to generate some, you know, carbon credits from that. Now, from the earlier ventilation air methane for coal mines, that is a much larger potential for us. Each unit sells for $3 million. Even we are working with some coal mines right now, and we expect to close some sales soon. And depending on the how many units we sell, I mean, that could go into hundreds of millions of dollars. We have monitoring business, which is does all types of various monitors. Mercury monitor is another area which is we expect tremendous growth. Each monitor sells for $100,000. That is our original business, and we expect that to grow tremendously. We also have environmental control products division, where we had done an acquisition of Griffin filters last 2 years ago. And there we sell technologies for controlling environmental emissions, and that currently contributes about $2.5 million in sales out of $7 million. And we expect that business to grow also because of the growth in legislation of environmental regulations. So we have several areas. It's not just one product company, and they're all interrelated in the sense they help each other. So we expect to that we could easily be, you know, a large size company just through organic growth without doing any acquisitions. You know?
Mm-hmm. Now, who else is in the same space as Chemtrex in these areas? What other companies? I would assume like companies like Carrier or United Technologies would be.
Yeah, they are, but they are absolutely they are, but they are not in this type. They do HVAC systems and controls. So we are working with their suppliers and installers to implement our technology in their new buildings. See, we do emission monitors. There we compete against big companies like Thermo, General Electric. They have small divisions who just sell monitors, but they are not in the carbon credits business. And then in carbon credit services business, ventilation air methane is a brand new market. Nobody else is in there. You know, this is a carbon credit itself is a, you know, like a 2-3 year old market. So it's not like a long established market. So there are a lot of individual companies who are just in that space only. So we are a very unique company who has multi-pronged approach in this environmental market, greenhouse gas and energy efficiency market. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you share with us, you know, the background, your background and the management team's background?
Yes, I am myself. I have been in the industry, in the environmental industry, for more than 25 years. And I have worked in many companies in the management and the executive positions in this field. I am a chemical engineer with an MBA. Okay. We have several, our vice presidents, Ravi Narayan, he is an expert in the monitoring business. He has over 25 years. We have another vice president, Matodi Filipov, who is also a veteran in the industry. He has worked in engineering and project management positions. He is a very, very strong background in technology. And you know, growing new businesses and increasing the size of businesses. Plus, we have right now about, I would say, including the Griffin employees, maybe about 31 or 32 employees total. And most of our employees are engineers. And so we feel we have a strong team in place. And a lot of our growth has come from internally. We have developed our own technologies through the people we have and the vision we have.
Okay, and where do you see the company in the next 3 years? I mean, obviously you're in a good place where you have a lot of the sort of the momentum is in your favor with, you know, the administration and the UN legislations. Where do you see your company again in the next, let's say, 3 to 5 years in terms of revenues and earnings, if you can make that projection?
Well, my projection should be that I expect us right now, as we sit in 2009, we are only doing $7 million in sales, but now that the climate is right and our technologies are there and the economies are recovering, you know, the financing is also, you know, the banking industry is also getting well. I expect us to be way over in the, you know, $100 to $200 million in sales range, even higher than that, you know, if we do some acquisitions. So by 2000 and I would say 11, which would be 2 years or 12, yeah, we should have we should be over 200 million in sales. Yeah, at least, maybe more.
And this would be from the three different business lines that you currently have. Yes.
Yes. Because the growth. See, we are not only doing United States. We have already set up our subsidiary in India right now. Okay, we did that about 5 months ago, and that company in India is addressing the Asian market, and the Kyoto Protocol countries encourage the development of these technology for greenhouse gas control in third world countries. So it's cheaper to do that, and then the developing countries can buy those credits from there. It's a global protocol, you know, and U.S. may join that. So we already got a head start. So our Centrex Indian operation may also actually secure some orders. So, you know, globally, depending on how things go, so I'm very confident in our growth potential.
Well, that sounds great. Well, thank you, Arun, for you know, sharing that story with us, and we look forward to hearing more about your progress over the next months ahead. This has been.
Thank you very much for having me, and look forward to speaking to you again in the future.
Thank you. That was Arun Govil, CEO of Centrex. Stock symbol is CTEI on the bulletin board.
And you may also.